to look into the camera and tell the American public why it is important to support Ukraine, why it should matter to them if the biggest issue in their life is getting their kids off to school, paying their bills, and the like. Sir.
Thank you so much, Congressman. I agree with you completely that we are not pushing back hard enough on Russia and that we owe Ukraine a great deal of support.
Why does it matter?
Russia is trying to upend security in Europe. It's trying to reassert its domination of neighboring countries, whether it's Georgia or Ukraine or the Baltic states. It has led to war in Europe. The war in Ukraine has left more people dead in Europe in a European war than anything since the Balkans, more people displaced by a war in Europe since anything since World War II. These are people who stand up for freedom, for democracy. They want reform. They want to see their country be successful, like Germany, like Sweden, like us. And they are fighting a war of aggression against them designed to hold them back. And if we want to live in a world of freedom for the United States, we ought to be supporting freedom for people around the world.
Thank you for that. So we're here in part because under cover of a concern for general corruption, some of us believe there wasn't. In fact, there was something quite nefarious as the alternative, that there wasn't a concern about general corruption. But reviewing the record on that, sir, is it not true that in March of this year, the Department of Defense certified Ukraine as having been made sufficient progress to continue to receive military assistance?
I don't know the details of that, but I believe that to be correct.
Is it not true that on April 21st, President Zelensky won an overwhelming mandate with 73% of the vote, based largely on his effort and advocacy for anti-corruption?
That is correct.
Is it not true that this mandate was affirmed and expanded on July 21st when his party won one-party control, again, on the basis of anti-corruption?
That is correct.
In fact, subsequently, he enacted sweeping reforms to combat anti-corruption, did he not?
Yes, he has.
And is it not true that everybody on the ground thought or was filled with optimism that Ukraine was getting serious about combating corruption?
That is correct.
Ambassador Volker, did you know that one of the very first anti-corruption measures passed in Ukraine was a law to provide for the impeachment of the president?
I did not know that.
It's true, because he thought we should start with it himself. I raise this because my friends on the other side of the aisle keep characterizing this impeachment inquiry as inherently wrong because, and I'm quoting them, it will overturn an election over and over. It will overturn an election. Well, impeachment is an anti-corruption tool. And for my friends on the other side of the aisle, yes, it does overturn an election. By definition, it overturns an election. I don't know if they've got a problem with their Constitution and its provisions for impeachment, but I recommend they reread the relevant passages in Article 1, Sections 2 and 3, and some of the history about how we got there. Look, none of us wants to be here, despite what's being said. None of us came to this easily. I didn't. I will recall for the rest of my life the 48 hours I spent at our family cabin, literally plunged in self-reflection and literally prayerful deliberation about this whole matter. Collectively, we're going to have to grapple with this very grave decision. It's weighty, and it's going to get hard, and it's hard in proportion to its importance to our great republic, a republic if we can keep it.